keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
The president traveled to Indiana yesterday to unveil the tax plan. The tax plan that the Republicans plan to move through next after failing on Obamacare. Taxes are next. And here's something I didn't know, and I just learned recently, and maybe you knew about this, but I didn't. There's been a perk in place since 1913 when the income tax was first put into place in 1913. There was no income tax prior to that. But there's a perk that's been in place ever since 1913, heavily used in coastal blue states like New York, California, New Jersey, and Connecticut, high tax states. They've had the ability to remove state and local income and property taxes as deductions on federal returns. Yeah, they've been able to write off state and local income and property taxes on deductions on federal returns. Something the rest of the world doesn't get to do. Repealing it would increase federal revenue by $1.3 trillion over the next decade, according to the Tax Policy Center. According to Grover Norquist, it will turbocharge the economy. But it would also slam high-income New Yorkers and California residents. For example, Manhattan leads the way nationally in taking the deduction, with residents writing off an average of $24,898 on their federal returns. Boy, I wish I could write that off as well. Wouldn't that be nice? Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, again says these tax changes will turbocharge the economy. The standard deduction would nearly double from $12,000 to $24,000 for married couples. Tax brackets would be whittled down to just 3, 12, 25, and 35%. The top marginal tax rate currently is 39.6. It's going to be a major tax cut for middle-income families. But the governor of New York says it would be a death blow to New York by putting the state in a horrible competitive disadvantage. I'm sorry, but it's time for New York and California, Connecticut, and New Jersey to play by the same rules everybody else plays by. A death blow, he says. New York congressional Republicans had pleaded with Trump to retain the tax breaks over concerns it would hit New Yorkers hard and amount to an unfair double tax. It's not a double tax. Your tax policy in your state's under control, and you wouldn't have that issue. Republicans from New Jersey and California have also cried foul, and together with New York Republicans like Dan Donovan and Peter King, they could amass enough opposition to sink the proposal in the House, maybe. More than 3.2 million people in New York, or about 35% of the state's tax filers, claim their state and local taxes as deductions on their federal returns nationwide. About a third of all taxpayers itemize their taxes, and virtually all who do claim deductions for their state and local taxes on income, real estate, property, and sales tax. Households making more than $100,000 benefit the most. The GOP plan also calls for a substantially higher child tax credit, a new $500 credit for non-child dependents like aging parents, and retaining unspecified incentives for higher education and retirement savings. A lot to talk about here, a lot to unpack in this proposal. And we're going to get to the bottom of why California and some of these other states have this perk, if you will. Been there since, like I said, 1913. And here's how incredible it could be. For example, the federal deduction for state and local taxes allowed Californians to reduce their taxable income in 2014 by just over $100 billion. That, according to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, $101 billion they cut from California's tax bill because they're able to write all of these things off. About almost 500,000 filers in California would see an average increase of about $3,290 in their federal taxes if they follow through on another change in the proposal, which would reduce the amount of interest you could write off from your mortgage. They would cap it at a $500,000 instead of a million where it currently is. If you have a mortgage that's $1 million, pretty sure you can figure out where to get that $3,200. Cuts corporate rates as well, which is incredibly important. And the simplifying it. And here's something else that's really important. The estate and alternative minimum tax would be repealed. The death tax crushes small business and small farms. And the alternative minimum tax increases the complexity of the tax code needlessly. But the repeal of these preferences is likely to upset many Democrats, of course, since the estate tax mostly affects the wealthy, so they say. And the alternative minimum tax was designed to prevent the rich from paying too little in taxes. We'll see where that ends up. I think you're more likely to see the alternative minimum tax remain, but the death tax is on life support, as it should be. It destroys small businesses. It destroys family farms. You know, if somebody goes out and works their tail off, and they paid taxes all the way through, when they earned it, when they saved it, when they spent it, when they invested it, and many of those investments failed. The government did not give them a refund when those investments failed. But they want a chunk of it when you die. Well, that's just immoral. It's just immoral. Trump says it's not good for him, by the way. The president says it's not good for wealthy individuals like the president. I'm doing the right thing. It's not good for me, believe me. The president said he promised the plan will deliver on his promise to help his working class supporters by lowering their taxes, creating new jobs, and boosting wages. During that stop in Indiana, Trump sought to sell the Republican plan to the public and counter criticism that it will simply create a windfall for the rich, which it will not. Simply create a windfall for the rich. If you double your deduction for individuals of 12 grand and married couples of 24 grand, that saves people a ton of money. But they say, what, the bottom tax rate goes from 10% to 12%. Yeah, but you've saved so much money with your deductions, your money ahead, way ahead. 25. Well, trust me, we're going to unpack this for the next several days. Quick break. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.